Hey guys, welcome to Bawa Unfiltered, the podcast. My name is Bawa, and this is Bawa Unfiltered. Hey guys, welcome to today's episode, and today's episode is empathy and encouragement. I know, right? It's going to be awesome. I hope you pick something from it. And I hope you guys keep liking me after what I've got to say. Either way, let's get into it. Hello guys. Welcome to today's episode once again. My name is Bawa and this is Bawa Unfiltered. So as early communicated, this episode is going to be empathy and encouragement, and I'll get to why. So I don't know when exactly it was. Let's say Monday the 23rd of January, I was on my way to work per usual, because I think it's when I'm incapable of making certain notes that I get some really great ideas, and it's annoying. That aside, I have a system I used to get my ideas. So Monday, I'm on my way to work, and I was reading something. I've forgotten what. Unfortunately, I should have added it to my notes, but I didn't. And I was talking, and it got me thinking about, and it gave me the sentence, words from someone going through what you're going through, or what you like, who has gone through what you've gone, you're going through, hit different. And I was like, you know what, you're right. Because I remember last year when I was going through what I was going through, I had a bunch of people speak to me, and I felt like they were trying to empathize, okay, but it was hidden poorly. Sorry, I couldn't just get into it, because I mean it made me feel good or whatever, but I felt like they were talking from a point like. They've not been in it with me. They don't know what's going on. So I thought they were just saying something to make me feel good. So that being said, what is empathy? Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. So if you want to empathize with someone, you need to be able to share their feelings. And how will you share the feelings if you've not been through whatever they are going through? Do you get me? So that's the possibility, or that's the thing with empathy. You need to be able to share the feelings and understand how sometimes you can understand to a point if you've not gone through it, but you can't really share the feelings because you've never been through it. So everything that you're going to say to that person might fall flat. I said might, I didn't say will. And I'm not discouraging you from, you know, being encouraging. Because that is what you usually do when you can't empathize. So then again, we ask, what is encouragement? The action of giving someone support, confidence, or hope. And that is what we usually do when someone is going through a hard time. We try to encourage them, we try to make them feel like they're not alone and everything. But it hits different. Encouraging words from someone who has walked your path, okay, is different. It hits different from someone who has walked your path. For example, if let's say somebody has lost a relative, like a mom, a dad, or whoever, and then you have also lost a mom or a dad recently, but they lost theirs like, let's say, 5 to 10 years or a year or whatever. Like, it's been a while, the person's parents or loved one passed, but yours is very fresh. So they are trying to tell you that, oh, it's going to get better and you'll be all right, I know that's what you're going through is da 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 da. When you hear someone talk like that and you look at them, considering that they've been in your shoes, how do you usually feel? You hold on to their words like it's the truth. You act like their word is like words from God, okay? Words of the Bible. You take them personal. Am I right? Or am I right? So, but then if you hear from somebody like me who has, okay, I have lost my grandma, but I'm talking about like your parents or something like that, and they are, and I come and I tell you, oh, I know how you're feeling, you'll be like, girl, your mama and daddy are still alive. What are you talking about? But thank you so much for trying to make me feel better. It'll usually fall flat to the audience when you haven't walked through the fire and you're at the end. It's like when ministers who are married preach about single people trying to be pure and how they should keep themselves from sexual temptation and yada yada yada, and then you'll be like, ma'am, sir, you're going home to your wife, you're gonna do the nasty. I'm going home to my bed alone. You don't know how that is. And it doesn't matter if they have been there. They used to be single. Like for the right now that they are talking, you find it a little bit difficult to swallow that thing. And I just want to say that I know sometimes people fall flat with their words when you are in a situation because they can't relate. Basically, they can't relate. But do not throw away those words because they also have their purpose. They're supposed to spark a little bit of hope in you. They're supposed to keep you going. The person is not meant, is not meaning to be malicious or anything of that sort. The person is just trying to help, trying to, I don't know, comfort you. They are doing their part of comforting and all of that. So if you have people around you, and it shows they care, okay, it shows they care. And that's the most important thing, that they care enough to try to make you feel good. So you don't have to throw their love and attention back in their face because they can't relate or it's not really doing much for you. But they care. They're here. Keep those people close. Even if they can't relate, they show up for you. So my message is, there are people who empathize with you because they have been through and they can say these words to you and you feel it differently than others. But it doesn't mean both groups of people can be good for you. It doesn't mean that the person who hasn't walked through the fire is just saying anything. They just care and they want to be there for you as much as possible. So allow them to be there for you. And with both groups of people in your life, you will come out better. So basically, lean into your people when you're going through a hard time. It doesn't matter which group, just lean in. Let them be there. Let them take care. And let them love you through your pain. Thank you for listening. Bye. Hey fam, thank you for listening to today's episode. Please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Don't forget to follow Bauer Unfiltered on Instagram, like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, follow us on TikTok. I mean, send us an email if you want to chat. DMs are open for any kind of conversation. And thank you for just being a part of this journey. very, very appreciated. You are loved. You are amazing. Thank you. Bye.